But now it's time for a Mills and Spoon, as ever popular, as ever tear-jerking, heartwarming. We're going to hear from Emma now, and we've selected a very special song to go with Emma's story. You can text your reaction to 81199. Just let us know what you think.
Dear Mills and Spoon, it all started a year ago when I went away on a girly weekend to Newcastle. I met a guy called Geordie on the dance floor and ended up spending the rest of the weekend with him. It felt like I'd known him for a lifetime, and it felt like I'd found my soulmate. The only problem was, I lived in Leicester and he lived in Belfast. For weeks we kept texting and calling each other. He came to visit, met my little girl, and we had a brilliant time. When he left, we both got really upset. But this just made us realize how strong our feelings were, and realize that we'd fallen in love. Then, out of the blue, he told me he was going to join the army and wanted me to move to Belfast and become his wife. This was a big step for my little girl and I, but I had every faith that this was the right thing to do. Then in May, he was posted out to Afghanistan for 4 months. Our plans were put on hold until Christmas, and I was gutted. Before he left, I held him in my arms and didn't want to let go. He said everything would be okay, that he'd be home soon, and then we could become a proper family. Then, 2 weeks later, he sent a text telling me he didn't want us to be together anymore, that he was sorry, but he had too much going on at the moment. I felt like my whole world had fallen apart. Then, days later, he called, saying he was sorry, he'd made a mistake, that he loved me and needed me, and asked if I would wait for him. I, of course, said I would. Everything was back on track, and I understood it was the stress of being in the army that made him have doubts about us. We continued to write and text each other while he was away. And then, one day, the texts just stopped. I thought the worst, that he'd been killed or injured. I kept trying to contact him, but there was no reply. Then, 2 months later, he sent a text telling me to get on with my life, as he'd changed as a person, and I could do better than him. People have been asking me how he is, and I just lie, saying that he's okay, because I can't face telling people the truth. Hopefully, in time, my pain will ease. I'll find it hard to trust anyone again, and I feel like a fool for letting him back in my life. But I now realize, for myself and my daughter, I need to face up to it, pick myself up, and move on. Thanks, Mills and Spoon.
So Emma's story, followed by Desiree, and You've Gotta Be.
Spoony. Radio 1.
Mills and Spoon, every Sunday, just after 9 o'clock, ever popular. If you've got something that you'd like to share with the nation, a lot of the time, you know, we talk about people that have recovered from illness, or, you know, have lost partners to illness, or people that have just lost their partners generally. But we also accept and would love to read out some very, very happy stories. All right, if you've got one that you'd like to share with us, please send us via the website, bbc.co.uk/radio1. You find the We Love Weekends mini page, and you can just write your story in there and press send. You haven't got to find an envelope, a pen, that's going to run out, then you have to write it in a bit in blue and a bit in black, find a stamp. That's what would happen in my house. But no, you could just do it straight online, press send, and bosh, we get it, all right? So we've got a few of your actions here. People like that who play with emotions, and those of a child are too common. But be assured, not all us men are like that, from Dan in Bromley. Go on, Dan. There are better men out there, from Chris in Stourbridge, and he was right. She can do better. Keep your head up, gorgeous. You have a beautiful little girl to keep you smiling. That one came anonymously, but there you go. Lots of support for you, Emma. And like I said, Mills and Spoon will be back next week, just after 9 o'clock on Sunday. Keep them coming. We want some happy stories on Mills and Spoon. Brand new music.